It's not just you. The morning commute is getting longer and longer. As the local economy picks up steam, more and more people are getting in their cars, riding BART, and hopping on their bikes to get to work. This means commuters are spending more time on the road, and most of us are doing it less comfortably. For car commuters, your drive time got about 25% longer in 2013. In San Francisco, nearly twice as many people are commuting by bike as in 2006, and BART, which is already packed, could have close to double its current ridership in the next few decades. One especially tough commute is from the East Bay to Silicon Valley. Dozens of miles of freeways, tolls, traffic, and limited choices for public transportation. Three reporters from KALW decided to test all of the options with a race from North Oakland to Palo Alto. Ashley Ann Krigbaum drove, Jeremy Dalmas rode BART and Caltrain, and Ben Trefney traveled by bike and ferry. Whose commute was the fastest? And whose was the most pleasant? Let's find out.
Here we are outside of Beauty's Bagel Shop.
Yep.
On Telegraph in Oakland. It's just after 7 a.m., just after they open. And this is Ben Trefney.
Ashley Ann Krigbaum.
Jeremy Dalmas.
Well, we're about to race.
I think I'm going to win. I have a good bagel and have coffee.
I'm going to win because I'm in the car.
I think that I very well might win because I have the power of righteous biking. I'm probably not going to win, really. But I really better get going because I actually have to catch this ferry or else I'm going to lose half an hour. Goodbye.
Okay. I'll call you when I get there first.
Bye, Jeremy. I'll call you when I get there first.
I know I'm going to win, so I don't really have to really hoof it, you know?
Turn left.
I just passed one of those portable speedometers on the side of the road from the Oakland Police Department. I said I was going 14. I am definitely hitting lights, and it's 7:35. I think the ferry leaves at 7:45. This is going to be tight. Jeremy's probably eating his bagel.
9 car train 4
I'm at MacArthur Station right now. My train's about to arrive. I can see pretty much all of the freeways from here, and it looks like they're all pretty empty. So it's probably going to be a pretty quick car commute.
See, it's still really sparse on the freeway. It doesn't even feel like it's a commute time. You get cool factors for biking, but you don't really get cool factors for driving by yourself in your car. I wonder how far Ben is. I hope he didn't miss his ferry.
I made it just in time.
South City Oyster Point.
Oh, there's a lot of bicycles on here. Oh, and we're already moving.
It's located on each deck. Ring buoys are located on each deck and inflatable life vests.
BART train is very packed. I'm going to try and get on the front car. Hopefully it'll be a little less packed. Excuse me. Sorry.
Millbrae train. Millbrae train now departing. Doors are closing.
Okay, so I'm on the front car of the Millbrae train. It's very quiet. It's a little awkward that I'm talking right now. And it's also very hot.
Yes, ma'am. I wish you were mine. That handsome boy over there. Just look at the way he stares. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. It actually makes sense for me to take my car, even if I'm alone sometimes. I thought, well, for the same price, I actually get there half an hour earlier. So, really, I'm using my car because I want that extra time that I would be spending if I was taking BART. The only time I want to go on BART is when I have a time luxury.
In a quarter mile, take the exit toward Dumbart Bridge.
So we are slowing down a little bit. Super smooth ride. The bay water is glassy. I just saw a fish jump. There's birds out in the water, and we are approaching Oyster Point. Hi. I work for KALW. We're doing a story about the bike ferry commute. Would you mind telling me what your name is and where you're coming from and going?
Okay, Lisa Belmont, and I commute from Berkeley to South San Francisco at Genentech. Commute's the best part of my day now. it's really social on the ferry. Well, on the way home, too, there's a bar that, you know, I don't take advantage of often, but it really kind of makes it a casual social atmosphere. So.
I can definitely imagine. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, so 8:24, lovely little ferry stop. That was just a great ride. The bicyclists have all spread out to where they're going, and I got to figure out where I'm going.
We're in the middle of a race through the morning commute, and you're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Who do you have your money on? Ben Trefney and his bicycle? Jeremy Dalmas riding the rails? Or Ashley Ann Krigbaum in the car? They all left from a bagel shop in Oakland at 7:15 a.m., headed for a clock tower at Stanford University. It's been over an hour now. Who will win? Let's find out.
Hello, Newark. Ooh, and the traffic is flowing. Yeah, okay. So the latest stats from the U.S. Census, so that's about 2006, 2010, say that the amount of people who traveled alone in the Bay Area accounted for 68% of all commuters. 2.2 million commuters. So we wave at the nice truck. Thank you. Inching my way to the Dumbarton Bridge exit. Oh, I can smell victory. Welcome to Stanford Banner. Why, thank you, Stanford Banner.
You have arrived.
Oh, but where do I park? Okay.
So I've been on the road for about an hour and 45 minutes so far, or something. It's been pretty nice so far.
Oh, hey, it's Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Hi, Ashley Ann.
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Good. Where are you?
I have made it to the bell tower.
No way. Really?
I'm here, yeah. Totally made it, so.
Well, I guess you won because I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah, and Jeremy's not here either.
Oh. Well, congratulations. I'm in Millbrae.
Oh, cool. So Jeremy was just there. He called me maybe 15 minutes ago to say he was waiting for a Caltrain at Millbrae.
Ah, well, how about that? So maybe he's still waiting. Jeremy! Jeremy! I don't see him. All right, well, I'm going to get back onto it.
Godspeed. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Caution, the doors are about to close.
Most people are on their phones, but maybe I can find someone else to talk to.
First, can I ask your name?
Sure, Melody Tullier.
I was wondering if I can ask you about your commute.
Bane of my existence.
So, on an average day, you commute?
About 4 hours a day. It's the length, but I think there's also cost related to it, right? So, I would say between 300 to 400 a month or so, roughly. I mean, it's fine because I do earn a decent living, but there are some people who don't.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Okay, we're pulling into... Oh, Palo Alto. This is my stop. Better get off.
Hi, does this this bus go to Stanford? What?
It'll work.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
All right, it is 9:30, I'm in San Mateo. There's no bike lane, which is annoying. And I've not seen any bicyclists since I got onto El Camino Real. And that always makes me a little more nervous. Very cool to see all these businesses. There's so much commerce along El Camino Real. So many different languages. Peruvian, Mexican, Chinese, Vietnamese. But anyway, I will press on.
And there's the clock tower. I'm only about a couple hundred feet away.
Ashley Ann Krigbaum, how are you doing?
Well, I won.
I've been here for about a half an hour.
How do you feel about losing?
I mean, I think the thing about a good commute is not how long it takes, but how you feel during the commute. The BART part was pretty miserable, but Caltrain was really pleasant. Ben, you made it. Oh,
that felt good.
I thought we would never see you again.
I was really concerned I wasn't going to make it. I started thinking about taking the bus.
Really?
Yeah. I knew you guys were here, and I almost gave up, but I would not commute by ferry and then come to Stanford. I think that's insane. All right, so Ashley Ann, you won.
I won.
And how long did it take you about?
It was about an hour and a half from Beauties to Bell Tower.
So then how long did it take Jeremy to get here?
So about 2 hours-ish.
I think it took me like 3 hours and 20 minutes or something like that. And how much do you think this all cost you?
I did the math, and it came to about $14.25, and that was for gas and wear and tear on the car, plus $6 for the toll, plus $3 for parking.
So 23, 24, something
ish.
Like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I will say that I had 5 seatbelts in the car, so if I were carpooling, that could go down a whole lot.
And how about you, Jeremy?
So it was about $9.65 one way.
And then for me, the biking is free, parking is free, the ferry costs $7. I'm not sure I'd be ready for a work day at this point. Though I did run into a dude who was biking 40 miles to get to Google. If it was just the first part and I was taking a bike and a ferry and then just a short bike ride, that would be great. That would just be great. And the people I talked with who did that, they loved it. Overall, what's your takeaway from commuting that way?
If I had to do it, I think I would want to do public transportation. I think that's the method I'd want to do, because I don't really like being in a car and commuting that way. And I can also maybe, you know, I could do work on the Caltrain, which neither of you could probably do.
But nonetheless, Jeremy, I think that I win.
No, but I won.
No, but I win because I feel good.
I think we all won, guys. I think we all won.